It's just such a beautiful, rich, gratifying experience. A lot of my girlfriends don't like to do it, especially if the guy doesn't reciprocate. But there's nothing that gets me off more than taking a powerful man, a man who controls the destinies of so many other people, and having him under my control, even if it's just for a few minutes. In that short time, he's mine. I have the power to bring him as much physical pleasure as he's ever experienced, or I can bite down hard and destroy the one thing that every guy, no matter who he is or what he does, cares about more than anything else. When a man's cock is in my mouth...
Could we please try to refer to it as oral sex?
Why? Is that going to make it a different activity? Beans by any other name are still going to make you fart, right? I could call you Kenneth. I could call you Saddam. I could call you Adolf. You're still going to be the same asswipe no matter what your name is.
Tell me, have you taken some sort of assertiveness training course since the last time I questioned you?
No. I just figured out that I don't have a lot to lose anymore. I don't have a job, my friends all turned on me, and everybody's afraid to be my lover. I mean, I'm just this media-created bimbo now, here to keep the American people entertained and to keep you spending their money.
Monica, as much as it might help you to have a scapegoat, I am not the person responsible for your predicament.
You're not? I was a simple college kid who everybody said had a real bright future.
Until your little tryst with the president.
Which was between him and me. It wasn't anybody else's business.
Correct me if I'm mistaken, but I don't think I was the one who told all of your friends about it.
Most of my friends were still in school, going out with pre-law students or accounting majors or fraternity pledges. I was doing the president. I'd say that's something to write home about, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. So, you did it. You wrote home about it, and now you're stewing in your own feces, or however the expression goes. You made the bed that you're sleeping in, Monica. I'm simply an instrument of the government doing a job that requires doing.
Yeah. Nuclear bombs are instruments of the government, too, and so are sewage dumps.
Do I need to remind you that you're being granted immunity in exchange for your testimony, and that I have the power to revoke that immunity at my discretion?
And then I'd be subject to 27 years in prison, right?
I can only make my recommendations.
Recommendations based on what, Butterball? I did not blow up a building. I blew the president.
I wouldn't make light of the felonies that you've committed if I were you.
Oh, great. Now I've committed felonies.
You lied. You perjured yourself. You falsified information. You concealed the truth.
Listen, I know I'm not some big brain word wizard like you and your GOP buddies, but doesn't that all mean the same thing? And doesn't it boil down to the fact that I lied about something that everybody in the whole world lies about? I mean, single men are always telling their friends they get a lot more than they actually get, and single women are telling their lovers that they've gotten a lot less than they've actually gotten, and married men and women alike swear up and down that they never get it anywhere except for at home.
And President?
Honestly, I don't think he gets it at home much these days, but then again, all married men say that when they're trying to get it someplace else.
I wouldn't know about such things.
Of course you wouldn't. I bet you never get it anywhere, do you? You probably just get off spending your whole life talking about what everybody else is getting.
This is not an inquiry about me.
Well, why isn't it? I mean, everybody else and their grandmothers are open game. Why can't we touch the special prosecutor? What if I asked you if you ever got your pencil pecked? You wouldn't be able to answer it, would you? No. You couldn't say yes because then you'd look as bad as the president, but you couldn't say no because then everybody would know that you're just an impotent little wretch.
Patience is a great virtue, Monica, and I've always prided myself on being a rather virtuous man. Now, I'm going to remind you one more time that we are here today because you agreed to cooperate.
Haven't I been cooperating?
Not by any definition of the word that I'm familiar with.
Well, there we go with semantics again.
I'm sure you realize that the longer you're antagonistic, the longer we'll be here. And if you sincerely want to get this over with, you'll start giving me some straight answers.
Well, what the hell? I'll try anything at this point. Go ahead, fire your questions at me.
And you'll answer them with the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
If I don't, let the gods come down and cut my tongue out so I can never commit perjury or suck anybody's dick again.
Fine. Now, in a clean and wholesome manner, trying to use not phrases like that last one, would you please tell me the circumstances of your first sexual encounter?
My first one?
Yes, please.
Well, you want me to be clean and wholesome?
And do the best you can.
Okay. First encounter. Let's see. I was squeezing one of those little ketchup packets onto my quarter pounder when all of a sudden I felt this hand reaching over and rubbing my left... Is tit a wholesome word?
Breast would be so much more dignified.
Well, you didn't specify that you wanted me to be dignified, too. Okay, I'll be dignified. I felt a hand reaching over and grabbing my left breast. My first instinct was to dump my large Coke in the guy's lap. I can say lap, can't I?
Of course.
Because, you know, some places, lap might be considered more of a sex thing than tit. But I guess you know what's clean and what's dirty.
Yes.
I wanted to dump my Coke in his lap, but then I started thinking about it, and I realized that it really didn't feel all that bad. I mean, I liked this guy a lot from the first day he sat behind me in algebra class. He was really cute, and he was the star halfback on the junior varsity team.
Just a moment. I don't have anything about an algebra class in my notes, and when was the president a star halfback?
The president was star halfback?
Isn't that what you just said?
No.
Well, who was the star halfback?
Jimmy Cramlin.
Who was Jimmy Cramlin?
The guy who grabbed my tit. Excuse me, who grabbed my breast in McDonald's.
When did that happen?
When I was 14 years old.
And why, if I might ask, are you telling me about this now?
You said you wanted to know about my first sexual encounter, didn't you? I guess it's not really an encounter, is it? God, it's hard to tell what counts these days. You guys keep changing the rules about what actually constitutes sex.
I was asking you about your experiences with the president.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I thought it was understood. Why would I possibly care about Jimmy Cramlin?
That's Jimmy Cramlin. And don't go acting so superior. He might just be a lowly pharmacist assistant, but he is a much more considerate lover than any of you self-serving public servants could ever hope to be.
Monica, why don't we take a 15-minute break?
Why? Did my story get you excited? Do you want to go play with yourself in the back office?
I want you to cut the sarcasm and start giving me some straightforward, pleasant, and dignified responses. Now, I'm going to go for a short walk, all right? Why don't you sit here and collect your thoughts? I'm going to expect an entirely different attitude when I return.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't forget to zip up your pants and wash your hands off before you come back to the table. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it! How the hell did this happen? How did I get into this? And how do I get out of it? I want my life back. I want a good job. I want to go to law school. I want my family, my friends. I want a political career of my own. I want to be able to walk down the street without being chased by a bunch of idiots with microphones and cameras. And I want you, you big creep. Why do I still want you?